City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Time for Sound of Merseyside with John Gibbons. As always, morning, Gibbo.
Morning.
Today we have, is it pronounced Sankofa?
That's the one.
Sankofa, yeah. And we've got Stee and Dan, who could be bothered to get out of bed. But the drummer couldn't be. Who's the drummer?
Josh.
He couldn't be bothered to come out of bed. Is he a bit of a lazy so-and-so?
Yeah, he is. He's at 10 o'clock, isn't he? After 10 o'clock, he's all right.
Well, maybe it was better we didn't have him in the studio.
Yeah, that's what he said himself.
Good to have you boys in anyway. Where does Sankofa come from?
It comes from the lad in bed. He's Josh used to work in the museum. And I think it was like a Ghanaian myth. I think there was a thing on it in the museum. And he saw the word Sankofa and the meaning to it as like going back to the past and taking from the past for the greater good of the future.
Right.
So we sort of changed that into like the way we think of music. We like old music.
Yeah.
So going back to the past in music, taking part from it and using that as an influence.
Tell you what, deep. nice and deep. There's a lot going on there, isn't it? Right, I'm presuming Gibbo's primed you and he'll have told you that I like a bit of a lyric at the start. So I like the bands to come in and give us their favourite lyric line. Now, I loved something that the Kulak said last week, and I went home and my wife straight away said that lyric line was amazing. I think it went over your head. I don't think you heard it properly. One of the lads in the Kulaks, his favourite lyric line was, "There's a party going on in my head, but no one else is invited." And my wife absolutely loved that. She kept talking about it throughout the course of the weekend. I thought, that's a great lyric line, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't even remember who sang it. So you've got to beat that. What are your favourite lyric line? It sort of defines you.
Oh,
come on,
so
let's start with you. Dan, you must have one.
I like that Bob Dylan one. Is it, "You want to stand in my shoes and see what a drag it is to see you"?
That's absolutely brilliant. Steve?
I like love lyrics, mate. I'm a sucker for love lyrics.
What, you mean like Gary Barlow?
No.
He does some good ones.
Glenn Campbell. "I need you more than want you, but I want
Fire
you."
Fire and Rain.
It's "Which Style Am I?"
Ah, of course, yeah.
It's "I need you more than I need you more than want you, but I want you for all time."
Yeah.
It's a nice little one.
Wichita.
Lyman.
Lineman. That's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely great.
Steve's a romantic there, I have.
I am.
Imagine my girlfriend.
Is she listening? Oh. Do you want to do a dedication? You need to come in with some more in the future, to be
honest. Is that right?
Yeah, you only ever gave me one, and then it sort of disappeared after
that. I'll work on a few more.
Have you noticed there's a lot of Bob Dylan ones?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan.
Yeah, well, Bob Dylan's one of the greatest lyricists of all time, isn't he? And one of the most covered artists that must be as well. And I think it's because of the lyrics, really. People just love them.
Oh, fair play. Right, what's going on with you lads at the moment then, Sankofa? Yeah, how many years have you been together?
In the form that we're in now, like about a year and a half.
What do you mean by the form that you're in now?
Well, they had a different bass player before me.
So it wasn't as good.
So they started properly a year and a half ago.
It's probably been going for since about probably about 5 years overall.
Right.
5 years overall.
And how did you all get together then? You were one of the original sort of members, Steve?
Yeah. We got together through school. Two of the lads made the band. And then I think we were like having a drink. And then I was singing. So they were asking, then they asked me to join.
Mm.
And then we got the drummer. He was in the year older. He was in the year above us in school. And then we got him to join. And then that was pretty much it. Just two being mates in school.
So there's four of you in the band, is that right?
There's four, yeah. And then about a year and a half ago, the drummer Robbo, the bassist Robbo, he left. We got Dan. Got Dan in.
Right, you're obviously all local lads then.
Yeah.
Most of your gigging, is it in the city? Is this where people are likely to see you? Or do you pretty much do the nationwide thing?
Quite a bit, but we've been playing all over the past year or so. We've been playing all over, played in London and Manchester and all that. Played in Chester a few times.
Yeah. Have you got one in? Have one in Dublin?
And one in Glasgow as well.
It's interesting how different bands have a different idea of.
Yeah.
How they should sort of spread their worth.
Mm. Yeah.
We've had some in who've said, "Oh, it's not worth just being insular inside your own city."
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you should get out there and be across the whole of Britain. That's how you're going to expand
yourself. Yeah, I mean, we had the Jacobins in a couple of weeks ago, and what they were saying was about making your gigs in Liverpool events. You know, so you're not playing every week, and then people are going, "Oh, Sankofa are on again. I'll catch them next time." You know what I mean? It's that the lads are playing. You know what I mean? And Sankofa are playing tonight, and it's the first time I've seen you kind of for a while doing your own kind of headline show, and so you know it's making them a bit more kind of into big events really, rather than of the lads that are on at Lennon's again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we said this year, and it was sort of like play them gigs, either put our own gigs on, be like the headline, or go with a good touring act, or you know, just something that's going to mean something rather than just another gig. You know,
so you want it to feel big for yourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And does it tonight? Tonight feels big.
It's a good gig to be playing.
Tell us about it.
Well, we're playing in it's the Blade Factory. I think that's connected to Camp and Furnace, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's for you know that magazine Be Dolito. It's like a local music magazine, and it's in association with that Pretty Green brand. And we're headlining it, and it's just a good weekend, actually.
Yeah, it's always Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's all free as well, which is pretty cool. So and the lineup they put together is really good. It's funny how sometimes labels will start this sort of thing pushing it. I mean, Fred Perry have been doing it for a while, and you know, and Pretty Green have got involved recently. I mean, Pretty Green's obviously come from music because it's Liam Gallagher's label, but you know, they're doing kind of more and more in terms of, you know, putting these shows on and kind of keeping it. So it's free, so people get involved, and it's good. It's good to support grassroots music. You know, so good on them.
Absolutely brilliant. So the venue, is that an extra part of the Camp and Furnace?
Yeah, it's just to the side. So if you were looking towards the river, you go right to the end of Camp and Furnace, and it's just on the left. It's just like a smaller room, but it's cool in there.
We played on that stage at a festival.
That's right. Yeah.
That was earlier on in the summer, and it's a good stage. Actually, it's a good room. And you can get into it through the Camp and Furnace. I think they are connected.
Yeah, if you keep going right past the toilets.
Yeah, it's a big place, isn't it?
There you go. Past the toilets. And you're going to get there. So it's a full weekend, is it?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, the lads are headlining tonight. But it's a really good lineup.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Mm. When you're headliners in your own city, is that the extra bit of buzz? What are you stood there doing? Are you just stood there waiting all evening?
Stood there waiting to have a drink. Yeah.
Is it boring being headliners? You have to wait to go on the stage.
It can be kind of because you are waiting all night, but it is good as well because you're seeing a night build up.
So what are you doing watching? Are you in the crowd?
Yeah. Watching other bands, you know. We've got a few friends who are playing in other bands. Like there's a band.
Go on, promote them.
Fuss. They're playing. I think they're playing tonight.
They're
a really good band. Yeah, we're good friends with them.
Right. Playing them later.
So you'll stand there and give your own sort of critical view of all your mates singing and playing.
Stood there with crossed arms at the back.
Oh, look at him! Yeah. He's not played that properly, has he? What are the venues? Do you like playing at around the city?
But we love playing the Casimir, but sadly that's gone, hasn't it? But
yeah. Everyone says that.
It was a great place to play, especially inside. It's just a boss sound. You always had the best gigs there, didn't you?
Yeah, we did play some good gigs there. Mm. We launched the single, I think. You might be playing it in a little bit. But we launched that at...
All the While?
All the While, that's the one.
After the break, yeah.
Yeah. We launched that in Byers Club, which is quite a new venue, just off Hardman Street. Thought that was really good. That's probably...
It is, it's a good venue, isn't it? It's a nice place
as well. Next best place I've played in since the Casimir, really, as far as I'm...
That's the old picker to you and me, Steve.
Time moves on. They've knocked down the futurist cinema. I'm all over the place at the moment. Have you seen it, by the way?
Yeah, big
massive
hole.
Gaping hole, isn't there?
It's strange how they've only done that one. It's like they're sick of people complaining about it. We'll just do that first.
That did have a tree sort of growing out the front of it or something like that. I should mention, big footy fans as well. Steve came in here, big red. Are you red as well?
Oh, yeah, you've got to be a red to be.
Are you all red? Is that pretty much...
It was the thing I asked when I rang him, because I got his number off a lad called Benno. He's in a band called The Lion. Swear word name. Which I can't say.
good lad.
But... He said,
"What's the first letter?
B, and ends in D."
Right, okay.
But he said, "There's a lad there who's seen you at the Casimir, madly," and he said, "Oh, he'd love to be in your band." This was after Robbo had left, so I got his number off him, rang him up, and that was one of the first questions we asked. Was he? She's bought Liverpool. It's a bit of a thing. We go and watch the game together. We practice together. If he's just got to go and sit in the corner, it's like...
Is that because you want to be one happy family?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Is it? Because who was it came the other week and they were two reds and two blues?
Kulaks last week it was.
They were
completely split, but it is easier if you're more of a gang. I was drinking with Matty from the Shipbuilders last night. They were playing on Saturday, and I was drinking with him last night. So we were talking about it, about the importance of being a gang and feeling like, you know, you're all in it together and, you know, having... turning gigs into days where you're all, you know, you go together and have a few beers. And, and so if there is like one person who supports another team, like it is a bit strange. It is. It's actually easier if it's a 50-50 split than if there's just one lad who supports another team.
Yeah, at least they can go together.
I can see that. Is it really important to you that you have a bit of sort of leisure time together?
Yeah, when we socialise outside of like music, we normally watching football or go down the pub and watch football, you know what I mean?
So. Yeah.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk. Get the latest travel online now at radiocitytalk.co.uk.
Hi, it's Martin Lewis from Money Saving Expert here. There's a chance to make huge gas and electricity savings. My Cheap Energy Club regularly takes on energy firms and runs a collective switch where suppliers must bid against each other. Every single one so far has been cheaper than the market's cheapest. For someone on typical use, that often means a £300 plus annual saving. Yet regulations now mean to do this, you must pre-register. Don't worry, your email won't be used for anything else. We'll simply tell you when it launches, and you can decide then if you want to do it. To register, come now to cheapenergyclub.com.
Radio City Tour. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Sound of Merseyside, of course, for a Friday morning. It's 9:25. John Gibbons here with Sankofa. And we're going to play your latest song. So in the studio, we've got Steve and Dan. Who wants to introduce it?
The song's called All The While.
And it's about what?
It's about, like, being...
It's a love song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of a love song, yeah. It's like the world could be doing whatever it wants, but you're just there with your love.
Thank you.
Sankofa, All the While. Boys, Take a Bow. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Do you like listening to it? How long has this been done? This song been out?
It's been out, released for people to sort of download and stuff for about a month, I think.
Right. Received well?
I think so, yeah.
Well, Gibbo says it's very different than some of your other
very
material.
yeah. It's a bit of a change from our other stuff, where it's more based just around guitar riffs and kind of that kind of thing, but obviously that's played on the organ and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hadn't heard you lads before you came in, but Gibbo said, oh, you want to hear Steve's a screamer.
I mean, that makes it sound like he's just screaming on stage. He's got melody, but he can't scream if he has to.
Yeah?
if the song befits it.
Right.
But I've been going to watch the lads for ages, really. You know, they've been around the city for a while and a brilliant live band. And we were talking about the difficulty sometimes of capturing that kind of live sound on record, really. And that's kind of a different style, which is maybe sometimes a bit easier to get across. But live, it's a huge sound that the lads create on stage. And you know, one of the best live bands in Liverpool. So I'd encourage anyone to go and see them, especially tonight, because it's nothing. Free.
Are you playing this tonight, this song?
We are playing this one tonight.
Yeah, we will be.
I always wonder whether artists enjoy playing the songs that the punters want to hear the most. Do you know what I mean? If I go and see, for example, James is one of my favourite. If I go and see James, I want to hear Just Like Fred Astaire because I like the words. It's quite romantic. But then I wonder, do they enjoy singing that? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But whether they enjoy the songs that the crowd love the most.
Yeah. I think they'll enjoy getting a reaction from the crowd. You know,
is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Different things, don't they? It's like radio where we creep. They say totally different thing.
Yeah, do they hate it?
I'm sure it was like, yeah. They don't like playing it.
So you two have said that about one, haven't they? It's just like constant, that's all.
I think when you're in a band, you're most excited about doing the new stuff. Because, you know, you've just started just rehearsing that and then you're interested to see how it goes with the crowd. So honestly, you'll see a lot of time with a band, you know, the energy will go up a level when they're playing a kind of a new song because they're all excited to do it. It's still fresh for them.
And yet for the crowd, it's not. Yeah, the crowd are sort of looking quizzically I don't know the melody to this.
Yeah, so it's kind of getting the balance, really, for any live band, really, between playing the songs that you want and the ones that the audience wants.
So you almost have to plant that, don't you? New song, put a great big anthem after it to get everyone back infused again. New song, big one again.
I think last time we ended on a new song, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because we thought it was quite big. But maybe thinking about it, I don't know.
Boys, thank you very much indeed, Sankofa. I'm glad half of you could come in anyway this morning. Tell the other half what they missed out on, will you?
Yeah, we'll do.
Dan, Steve, thank you. And enjoy tonight.
Thanks,
it's going to be absolutely superb. So you can get down there. Just give it another plug.
Yeah, Blade Factory all weekend, all completely free. The lads are on about 11.
Yeah.
Gibbo, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
Catch him on the Anfield Wrap, of course. You've probably got a weekend off with an international weekend, have you?
Non-league day, isn't it? So we're all going to see a different non-league team. I'm going to watch Bursko in the FA Cup.
Oh, I love a bit of Bursko.
I've never been, looking forward to it. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.